Sunday Meditation, October 1st, 2006. The question today is from Jean-Claude Cohen, and it is this: exactly what is the central sun of our galaxy around which all the stars revolve? Paul considers it to be a super-dense mass equivalent to thousands of our suns that is constantly emitting powerful omnidirectional waves punctuated by periodic megabursts that flow out to all parts of the galaxy. He feels that he's traveled just below the speed of light. Do any emissions, these so-called trigger points, travel at the speed of thought, in other words, instantaneously? I've always considered the central sun was another name for black hole. Apparently they are or are not the same thing. Can these be compared and discussed as to the role that each plays in creation and the evolution of consciousness? So I guess we want to know what the central sun is, and does it have anything to do with black holes, and what is the effect of the central sun and of black holes upon the evolution of consciousness?
We are those known to you as the principle of Akua. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we come to you this day. It is a great privilege and pleasure to be a part of your circle of seeking. The beauty of your vibrations is stunning, and the combinations of energies as your auras blend in your sacred circle is a wonderful bouquet of sight and texture and tone. It is indeed a privilege to be called to this circle, and we thank you. It will aid us greatly in offering our opinions if each of you would take responsibility for discriminating between those thoughts which we offer that seem helpful to you and those thoughts which we offer which do not seem helpful to you. Please take those that seem helpful and leave the rest behind. If you will use this discrimination, then we shall be much more comfortable with the concept of sharing our thoughts with you. Our concern is to preserve your free will. We are not those of your planetary influence. We do not have the right to infringe upon your free will, as would, say, a family member or a close friend. It is important for our own preservation of polarity that we be very sure that we remain those who share opinions and not those who cross that line into telling people what to do. This we would not wish to come close to doing. And we thank you for your consideration in this regard. We thank the one known as Jean-Claude for this query. We must proceed with exquisite care in our response. There are several reasons for this need for care. We will enumerate them. Firstly, as this instrument said to the one known as Jim before the session, the request that is specifically placed before us for information is not a request for spiritual principles, but rather a request for how things work in the physical illusion. This constitutes, in the normal run of questions, a question that we are unable to answer. The substantive difficulty here is that this represents an active phase of a seeking entity's learning process at this time. Rather than asking for spiritual principles, which would be helpful in approaching this question, the query was simply to explain the situation as regards the central sun and to compare and contrast this central sun or the idea of this central sun with the idea or concept of black holes. That is our first problem with this query as it was asked. Our second and equally substantive challenge in responding to this query is that the instrument which we use at this time has virtually no scientific background, and therefore we would be completely unable to fulfill the parameters of your query, my brother, in that we cannot say anything exact through this instrument having to do with scientific questions. The concepts and the vocabulary for such exactitude are missing in this instrument's makeup. Therefore, our response shall be inexact and shall contain that flow of information which we are able to offer, which we feel may be of use to you, my brother. The concept of a central sun is one which many sources, including us, have used in discussing the energies that pour from the center of a galaxy or the creation itself. It is a challenge to discuss this concept of the central sun because of the relationship of the space-time or physical world, which is that which houses your consensus reality, and the metaphysical universe or time-space, which houses your consciousness, infinity, eternity, and the great mystery of non-locality. In the space-time universe, there are layers of physical laws which, to some extent, work in order to create information which is helpful in making the gadgets that your civilization enjoys. in the time-space universe, the work done is unseen. The values are not local. And one is freed from the relativity of space-time. Nevertheless, as the creation presents itself to the physical eye, especially that physical eye that is enhanced by those instruments that enable you to see farther and to see closer, there are an increasing number of ways in which scientific eyes have been able to see things that they cannot explain. In some part, this is eternally the situation in any expanding universe of knowledge. And that which is not yet known is that which has perhaps not even been imagined. Or if it has been imagined or dreamt, there may be no way to measure or test the concepts and structures involved in the theories that are created to explain observations that have been made. In the case of the concepts of the great central sun and the black holes, you are looking at a phenomenon that is partially within the world of space-time and partially within the world of time-space. This may be seen to be logical in the same way that a circle is round. If a circle is round, then it has no beginning and no end, except that it does. Each creation of the Father has a beginning and an ending. However, because of the fact that the beginning and the ending are firmly in the precincts of time-space, what you are gazing at as you gaze at the central sun and at the black hole are the alpha and the omega of an unending circle. There is, within this instrument's mind, the concept of the Big Bang that supposedly began the creation. Through this instrument in the past, we have several times spoken, rather, of the beating of a great heart as a model to use when thinking of the creation. Certainly, when the heart beats, there is that moment when the pumping action of the heart occurs and blood is moved forward, not only through the heart, but through every vein and artery in the body. And each heartbeat is, in a way, a new world, a new situation for the circulatory system of that body. The great central sun, which is gaining a great deal of attention within your scientific world, as instrumentation becomes more sophisticated and more details and facts are able to be gathered by your scientists, is that portion or phase of the Big Bang that exists after the heart has first pumped. That is to say, after the Creator has decided to found and furnish a creation so that it may know itself. The so-called black hole, similarly, is that shadow of a time-space event that exists in space-time that marks the progress to and the point from which there is no exit from, the return to the one infinite Creator. This arrangement of energy expenditures is a part of the structure within which all of those parts of the Creator which you represent may move through the dance of the densities, seeking the truth, learning what it is to be aware, to be aware of the self, to be aware of love, to be aware of wisdom, and to be aware of unity. To attempt to understand the Creator by understanding the Creator's house is, in our humble opinion, an indirect attempt. Before we leave this particular query, we would simply say that there are points of energy throughout the creation which are created by thought when a galaxy, a sun system, or a planet such as yours is at a particular stage of evolution. Some situations or cruxes within the evolution of an entity a planet, a sun, or a galaxy call for the availability of certain kinds of information. And you may, in some cases, see these pulses as being filled with information. And then we ask at this time if there is a further query.
Could you tell us what are crop circles and why does no one seem to see them being made? Is there any spiritual principle behind crop circles?
We are, those of Kuo, and are aware of your query, my brother. The phenomenon of crop circles is just as the great central sun and the black hole phenomena, a phenomenon that has its roots in the world of time-space rather than space-time. The energies of evolution move from thought. There are planetary entities which we have before called social memory complexes, whose mode of service it is to create points of coherent mystery. The same energies are involved when an entity or a group of entities creates a notation, such as the Celtic runes. Such a notational system blends the mysterious and unknowable with everyday shapes, designs, and images. A rune may be a series of simple lines. It may be associated with a certain kind of tree. And it may be intended to indicate a magical energy of such and such a vibration. When a system of such notation is worked out, it creates a kind of language. Your alphabet is such a notational system. The modern way of writing down music is such a notational system. And crop circles are a rudimentary notational system that is being created not by a person, but by an entire planetary group of entities who attempt to serve as those who alert the people of your planet to the fact that there is more mystery and unknown quality, we correct this instrument, that there is more of a mysterious and unknown quality to existence than could be surmised by an examination of the physical world. UFOs themselves, or unidentified flying objects, in some cases are the result of the precise same energy. However, in the case of the unidentified flying object, when it is in fact an image rather than a flying object, it has been created by thought. That is, the deeper thoughts of an entire planet full of entities. Interestingly enough, when a certain amount of the awareness of a planetary group of people such as yourselves reaches a critical mass of consciousness, the people themselves, from their deep unconscious minds, begin to collaborate without knowing in their conscious minds that they are doing so. And the results of these collaborations is a tear or a break in the continuity of the illusion of consensus reality. And in that hiatus, images may appear that bring forward into outer expression the hopes, the dreams, and the fears of an entire culture or population of a planet. Crop circles, for the most part, are created not by planetary consciousness, but by the consciousness of planetary groups from elsewhere who wish to help the people of Earth to wake up at this time from the sleep of consensus reality. May we ask if there is another query at this time, my brother?
Nothing is short enough, I think we're... Tim, do you have a question?
No, not at this time. Thanks, Tim.
Well, why don't you read the very last part of Poopies then?
Did we have one on earthquakes?
Yeah, but it's really not suitable.
Okay.
In July of this year, this is a question from the British study group. This group took part in a sweat lodge ceremony in Forest Row, England. The ceremony included the gathering of natural materials from the immediate environment, building of a structure, statement of intention, and several hours of silence and contemplation prior to entering the lodge. Into the lodge was placed hot rocks and water was poured onto them, creating a great deal of steam. In this uncomfortable environment, each member took turns to express gratitude, ask a question, sing with the leader, and enjoy silence during a series of rounds of indeterminable length. Found this to be a powerful experience, which felt like a death of sorts and a rebirth into which our group merged together on some level. The man leading the ceremony commented that it was one of the hottest lodges he'd ever taken part in. A lot of energy had been released by the group. Would Quo please comment on the metaphysical implications of the sweat lodge and what energies were put into motion? Was there any unseen help? And did our ceremony have any effect on the lodge and the land around it?
Oh, we are those of Quo and are aware of your query, my brother. as we respond to this query, we would ask the one known as Jim to re-ask any parts of the query that we have not covered as at the time that we finish that which we have to say. We would appreciate this aid, my brother. When entities who are conscious, awake, and aware of their true nature and they wish to create a change in consciousness, their consciousness and the group consciousness, they have various ways to create a ritual that will embody their desires for transformation. One line of movement of energy in this regard is known as the tradition of Western ceremonial white magic. It creates a structure for transformation that is essentially mental, and it intends to connect to the emotional and heart-centered part of the seeking souls that use the rituals of white magic by the use of profoundly moving, poignant icons or images, and thus making this an essentially mental path to open the heart. It is extremely effective for a certain type of personality. For many other types of personalities, it is inappropriate. The way a sweat lodge is created moves much more from the heart than from the mind. And consequently, it is much more accessible as an instrument of transformation than is the creation of a magical ritual. Instead of occult patterns, the circle builds the sweat lodge. They are not drawing symbols in the air. They are using stones and wood and fabric and creating a building for their transformation. The choice of the heat is an excellent choice for moving seekers out of consensus reality. How does one move the mind from consensus reality? One changes the parameters so that an entity is no longer comfortable. It is the same kind of technique that is used in a fast. Instead of giving up food and thereby becoming uncomfortable, the seeker of a sweat lodge places itself in excessive heat and thereby becomes uncomfortable. Now, the discomfort by itself would be meaningless. But the mind sets an intention and thereby creates a pattern that is metaphysical in nature and gives meaning to the discomfort. What the circle is doing as it enters a sweat lodge is telling its deeper self that it is ready and willing not only to seek the truth, but to accept and act on the truth. The truth is generally not something that can be expressed in language. The truth that is sought in a sweat lodge, in a magical ceremony, or in any seeking to find the truth of the self is a truth without words. The truth of the deeper self has no words. It is an essence. It is. The structure of this particular illusion that you call life in third density is a structure that is designed with many secret places. They are tucked into the folds and the pleats of your everyday. These folds are bursting with truth. And many are the entities who have come upon these little pockets of truth and realization in the midst of the most mundane and everyday chores. Usually, however, the seeking soul must alert itself as to how serious it really is about accelerating the pace of its own spiritual evolution. And that is the basic function of a sweat lodge. Indeed, it is very true, my brother, that there is a death and a rebirth involved when this ritual is done correctly. There is that giving of the self to the heat, knowing that the heat will destroy and burn away all the dross and the chaff of the being, leaving only the shining, glowing, glorious essence of unconditional love. That is the truth of your nature. The problem of everyday life is that it so blocks your senses with the tail that you cannot find your way to the truth of your being. It is well in whatever way seems good to you to form these intentions to grow, and then to create a structure that will manifest that intention and alert your deeper nature of your seriousness. Any time that a group of people create an event that is metaphysical in nature and focused upon the Creator, that event does indeed have an impact upon the environment around it. To the creation, all is one. To the trees, the wind, the earth itself, the sunlight, you are dancing with them. There is no sense of separation. So naturally, when a group event occurs that has a profound effect, such as yours did, within the group of which you are a part, that process of energy sharing and energy expenditure was taken up and made part of the dance of the land, the sky, the elements, and the flora and the fauna of Gaia, in that local area in which you offered your ritual. We are those of Akuo, and would ask the one known as Jim if there are parts of this query that we did not respond to at this time.
Was there any unseen help that was present during the ceremony?
We are those of Akuo and are aware of your query. My brother, there is always unseen help. And that is not simply when there is a sweat lodge. There is unseen help in every breath you take. It is said in your holy works that the Creator knows when a sparrow falls. This is true. This is abundantly true. For the Creator is everything that there is. It is a system of reportage that is unparalleled. If the Creator is in all parts of the creation, how shall it not know all of the rhythms and rightnesses of the patterns of the dance of creation? As to what types of unseen help that you have there, we would ask you to consider all of the various kinds of help which is available in creation. There are the forces of nature that were contacted and alerted by the ceremony of the sweat lodge. Many of those energies you called devic were dancing with you at that time. There are those energies of primeval There are those energies of the primeval land as it existed at the beginning of its time. And those entities who lived upon that land when the land was new, and of whom you and your kind are descendants. They were as elder brothers, standing like trees about you, a forest of witnesses. There was the guidance system of each of those present. And there was the higher self of the group as it is beginning to form. That higher self that is formed of the higher selves of all in the group. And yet, in that gathering of higher selves, another entity is born that is a resource for the entire group. And indeed, much more than the sum of the parts. And because there are those in the group who come from elsewhere, there is the family connection to the social memory complex from that culture which was left in order that the wanderer might come to Earth and serve as a light bringer at this time. So, my brother, there was a host of witnesses. And there always will be. Not only for positive things, but for negative things and all things in between. Whatever you do in the manifested world, it attracts the attention of those unseen energies that are complementary to or attracted by that vibration which you are exuding at the moment. May we ask if there is a final query at this time?
What effect did the ceremony have upon the land on which the lodge was built?
We are those of Akuo and are aware of your query, my brother. We addressed this partially previously when we stated that whenever entities create a change in their consciousness, it also creates a corresponding change in the environment around them. Let us simply say that as you were recreated, so the earth around you was recreated as well, and received the blessing that you received of new life, new hope, and new awareness. We find that this instrument's energy wanes. And so we would take our leave of this instrument and this group, thanking you once again for the privilege of this conversation and the beauty of your beings. We leave you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of the cool. Adonai. Adonai. As we let this energy and this light be released from this group and go back to the one infinite creator, let's place in that light our hopes and our dreams and our prayers for healing. I especially would like to ask for supply for Lynn, for Carmen, and for Tim. The image goes up. Let the rains fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people. people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.